Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Maybe give them a call before it's like 96 degrees on Friday and Saturday. It's just, you know, friendly advice from the Junks. All right, we're going to hit the Skins now because the Skins are in training camp. Training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
All right, I don't know where to begin. You know what? Let's do the stadium bit. That's been something that a lot of people have been freaking out about. And yesterday afternoon, in the early evening, the D.C. Council Chair announced, that's Phil Mendelson, that they've reached an agreement with the Commanders on stadium plans.
Yeah, it's an amended deal.
Yep.
Yeah, so there you go. So all that
stuff. It's all coming together.
That we worried about. Is it going to go back to Maryland? Is Virginia going to have an opportunity again? They came to an agreement with the Commanders. They changed the financial terms. They didn't actually give out those details yet, but it opens the door for D.C. To vote after it holds public hearings.
Yeah, the public hearings, I believe, scheduled for July 29th, and there could be a vote just a few days after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's good momentum for the RFK Stadium deal this point.
And so that's great. I still have a ton of questions about that site, to be honest with you, about the, you know, how does that fit a modern stadium today as far as parking and the businesses surrounding it? But I'm sure they'll make it work somehow.
I'll let the architects and the site, the urban engineers deal with all that.
Just get
the approval.
Obviously, but you know,
they'll figure all that out.
There's going to be traffic issues.
Well, there's already traffic issues.
Understood.
D.C., according to Consumer Affairs Magazine, is the number one traffic city in
America.
We bypassed L.A.
Yes. I mean, L.A. is a nightmare.
In terms of average time of distance between home and work.
It's not surprising at all.
Surpassed LA.
I will say this. Since people have really gone back to work again, thank God. And I know some people are very upset about that. Sorry.
Well,
it's good for us, for our business. Mm-hmm. Meet people in their cars. I think traffic's at an all-time high.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Well, it is, according to the stats.
It's for some reason, even though I know some people still do work from home on a certain percentage of days, maybe 2 days instead of, you know, whatever, the traffic that I encounter, like, going to Virginia these days in the afternoons, it's just greater. It's just greater than it's been before.
Well,
also the construction.
The construction.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Right near the Legion Bridge is just never ending.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, Cakes, it backs up on parts of Old Georgetown Road, around the Old Georgetown Road exit.
I'm not pushing back against your point.
I'm just saying it's way
before. There's more and more people here in the city, and there's more people on the roads.
But when I'm doing it, Cakes, it's not when they're actually doing construction.
Yeah.
That's all done.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
Too many people live here.
There's too many cars.
There's too many people in this area.
Or there's just not enough road. I don't know what it is, but you just got to account for more time.
I couldn't believe I was playing golf yesterday out in, you know, it's kind of near Leesburg. And I was playing at Beacon Hill. Mm-hmm. Valdez has played there before. Mm-hmm. Great course. And I'm leaving, and you have to cross over Route 7 to go east on 7 back towards Ashburn.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what? That's the only way out. Now, there's another way out where you can go west and do a roundabout on Route 9 and come back the other way. That's actually quicker.
Yeah, like you got to cross this lane of traffic to get onto the ramp to get on a ramp to go 7 east.
Correct. And I sat there. I couldn't believe it. I sat there for 25 minutes.
There's no light.
There's no light. You just have to wait till there's a break in the action. And I couldn't believe how many cars were going west, going towards like Percival. You wouldn't believe how many people live out there.
And like when you go across this traffic, are they going like 60 miles an hour? Like,
You're
just risking your life.
You've got to have a break where you get lucky.
You got to thread the needle.
There's a 100-yard break and you can get through. Either that or you join them and go up to Route 9 and do a roundabout.
I had the same thing. I was sitting there for 10 minutes and I go, there's no way I'm going to have a gap. Because I left there like at 5:30.
That's the worst time, I left there at 3, and I couldn't believe how many people were on the road. And we say everyone's working now. Where are they working?
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you. Where the hell are these people working when they're on the road at 3 o'clock?
I don't know.
You wouldn't believe how many cars
sales,
are going
to. Sales jobs.
And I know it's cheaper. There's a lot more people moving out there, like Western Loudoun County. It's cheaper to live out there. I couldn't believe how many effing people were on the road at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. They're out there.
It's crazy.
Clogging up
but
all
anyway,
the roads.
DC number one in the country now in traffic.
Well, it's only going to get worse when they put that new stadium.
I'm sorry
in
to bust your move on the skins.
I know that that's where everybody wants it, but it's going to be tight. I don't know how they're going to make it work. But
it's not like there's great traffic.
You're going
to
be living in North Carolina by the time that stadium's erected in DC.
No, but you're not even going to sweat it.
People
have always bitched about the egress in and out of FedEx. They've always.
Yeah,
it's only going to be worse.
By the way, if you think
you got more metro options,
if you think there's not traffic in North Carolina, you're wrong. Because my son lives in Durham, and he says traffic there is an abomination. Now it's not DC level traffic, but
so many people are moving.
You think like Durham, Raleigh, Chapel Hill, there wouldn't be a lot of traffic? You would be mistaken. You'd be wrong.
No, well, I know. Believe me.
I know.
I've done the research
because I've been down there several times. There's not a lot of cell towers. I don't know what's going on.
The coverage isn't good.
Spotty down
there. They're
like
2G down there.
I don't know what's going on down there. All right. So, obviously, the other big, big story is the Terry McLaurin holdout, absent from training camp as he seeks a new contract. I thought this was kind of interesting. A lot of people obviously chiming in. I saw yesterday Lewis Riddick said on a scale of 0 to 10 how big a crisis this is or whatever. He's put it at a 10.
Ooh, he's
this
at
is
a
what
10?
Riddick said.
He put it at a 10.
This is what Riddick said, all right? And he's on McLaurin's side, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm a 10 out of 10 as far as my level of concern. If you want to make sure Jaden Daniels' trajectory stays on track, that means every day he can be around Terry in a football capacity. You make sure that they're in the building, on the practice field together. He said, now you've nickel and dimed McLaurin until he's not even in camp. So he basically is calling out the Manders on nickel and diming him on
I actually agree with him.
Meanwhile, they have a beautiful new locker room. I'm sure you guys have seen the videos and the pictures. So they're willing to spend money on the facilities and upgrading all those spots.
They bought a stupid football card for $500,000 nobody cares about.
You're obsessed with that.
Well, that was just a fluky PR stunt. Like, it just doesn't even make sense to me.
AB, it's Josh Harris. Maybe I'm just an avid card collector.
I don't believe that for a second.
Back in the day.
I don't believe that for a second. But anyway, so McLaurin, he's entering the third year, we know, $68 million extension, but he actually, I didn't even quite realize this. This is how he signed a contract, but he needs to get paid, Cakes. He's not even the highest paid receiver on his team right now. Debo actually makes more money.
They redid Debo's deal.
Yeah.
He sweetened it a bit.
So they got to hook him. Although I was thinking about it and I was looking at the past history and we talked about how Ayuk, when he was in San Francisco last year, he ended up signing the same offer at the beginning of camp, at the end of camp.
Right. Yeah.
He didn't even make a penny more, allegedly.
He just missed a lot of camp.
And he didn't sign it until August 29th.
Yeah, so Terry's going to be pretty frustrated when they basically don't budge.
And then he played seven games and he was out. He was done.
I think Terry's just going to have to eat it. He's going to have to maybe they'll give him a couple bucks here and there and make it appear good to save face.
Yeah.
But I don't think his offer is going to get much better.
Maybe he just plays on the last year of his deal and becomes a UFA.
I think he's going to take the 50, 60, 70, 80 million guaranteed, whatever they offer.
We'll see.
Saw a nice touchdown pass from Jaden to Debo.
Yes.
Let's talk about Debo. Let's talk about the guy who's fat and out of shape and is going to be a bust.
No, Debo looked great.
He did look good in that highlight. I will give him that.
If he stays healthy, he's going to be the bomb.
So were you the number one leader in the clubhouse on calling him?
I was
calling him unfit.
Yeah.
And I tried to tell him he didn't listen to me.
But again, this is classic C1 training camp highlight and lose your mind. I'm going to stay medium.
Well, he's just going to get better. You know what I mean? He's just going to get better.
He could tweak his ankle. We don't know what's going to happen.
Okay, injuries can happen.
We have no idea.
I'm just talking about 100% healthy. He's just going
to
get better.
So one of the big things that everybody wanted to see, all the guys that cover the team, men and male and female, is they wanted to see what that offensive line looked like. How are they going to line up here? Because they didn't really say exactly what was going to happen. Of course, Brandon Coleman, who started at left tackle last year, Cakes, had a solid campaign, but clearly they felt like they could do better. That's why they went in. They got Tuntle. Andrew Wiley, of course, started at right tackle. Nick Allegretti started at left guard. Well, what they've done now, of course, they drafted Connerly. They, as most anticipated, they moved Brandon Coleman, at least this is the initial deal, to left guard. So that looks pretty good, right? You got an ex, a guy played a full season at left tackle and, you know, did solid for a rookie. Move him to guard should be even better. You got Tunsil, stud at left tackle. Now you've got Allegretti as a backup to provide, you know, some depth whenever you need that. They have Biotis at center.
Yep.
Now, Cosme is coming back, and according to Keim, the team is indicating that the opener's not out of the question for a guy. Did he tear his ACL?
Yes.
Who's come, if he started the opener, it'd be 8 months.
Yeah.
So it's probably not going to happen.
I don't think he'll be ready for the opener.
Probably not going to happen, but they're saying like he has passed every
test. So that means Allegretti would slide in right there.
Possibly. Yeah. So, so on the right side then, people wanted to see what they did, and they didn't have their first-round pick, Josh Connerly, at right tackle.
Wiley. Jesus.
Where did they have Wiley?
I think they had Wiley at the first team. He was on the first team.
I just lost my spot, yeah. They had Wiley at right tackle, Connerly taking the second-team reps, and the idea is going to be the same thing as they did with Jaden. You got to earn it. Got to at least prove to the guys that you're worthy of that spot. They're just not going to give it to you.
Yeah. Apparently, Von Miller was making Connerly work yesterday.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
Good. They should also only make him better facing a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
They also have Dieter, Trent Scott, and some others there in the mix for backup O-line. So that looks like a much improved unit, at least on paper cakes.
So right now, first team offensive line unit is Tunsil, Coleman, Biotis, Allegretti, Wiley. But, you know, there's only first day of camp, so we'll see what happens. Right?
Yes.
Should be an improved line.
Should be, especially with Tunsil.
I think the secondary is going to be improved, too. Again, Keim's my guy, and he was raving just sort of about how much better that the secondary unit looked over last season's to start the camp. I guess Jonathan Jones, right? Lattimore.
How did my boy look yesterday?
Which one?
Lattimore? You know who my boy is. Come on now.
Lattimore. I don't know. I didn't.
He's a Lattimore guy.
Yeah. I didn't get details on him.
All right.
I had heard who was he battling?
Let's see how he fares against CeeDee Lamb and Malik Neighbors, Jason. Don't get too excited about training camp.
I'm excited.
I think they were talking about how maybe he was guarding the kid from Virginia Tech maybe on some routes.
Oh, Jalen.
Yeah, right. I think
Jalen Lane.
I just want to make a quick observation.
Yeah.
I've noticed Jason. Jason has always been the biggest Redskins doubter, I'd say, of the show.
Yeah. But he's always poo-pooing him through the years.
Always.
Yeah. Well, for good reason.
Always right. Glass half empty with the team. Right. Always picking against them every single week.
Right.
And now I've never seen someone so giddy calling everyone on the team his boy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done a complete 180 on this team.
Well, look, when Dan Quinn came in, I was a big Dan Quinn guy. When we were talking about coaches,
I was a Ben Johnson guy.
You guys wanted all the young hot coordinators.
Definitely
I said Dan
wanted
Quinn.
Ben Johnson.
I talked about Vrabel and Dan Quinn, and Dan Quinn, I got some small connections with him, obviously, from back in Salisbury. But I like him. Peters, I like him because he came from my organization, like him. Debo's my boy. All right.
Yeah, it's a lot of Niners influence.
I like Lattimore. I liked him last year, even though he wasn't very good. But I told Bickle.
I didn't like him last year, I'll be honest.
Well, there was for a reason. For a reason.
Sure.
I admit he wasn't good. So there's reasons that I like
him. No, you like him because they did so well, and they won 12 games, and you're a believer now.
Well, they've got better people running the organization.
Jason is prime reason. Yeah.
Jason is like the ultimate front runner, not front runner, but he loves favorites so much.
He can tell. He sees the changing of the guard. He's jumping on the bandwagon early. He is.
Look, I'm not going to be like you. I mean, I support them. I like these guys, but it's because they have made good decisions.
Kate, listen.
And who they have added to the organization.
Kate, we could baptize you. We could ditch these Niners.
Niners. Yeah, come on, they're 3,000 miles away.
You honestly don't care that much about the Niners anymore. You care more about Virginia Tech.
Yeah, that's probably right.
But have you noticed that, Eric?
He's coming around. I have noticed.
I think he's been more bullish on the team, but I think it's because Jason.
But for a good reason.
He's not only the most calculated person I've ever met. He's also one of the more practical persons. He's not going to go out on a limb either way. And he sees that this team has been good, so he's going to say they're good.
He gives them the benefit of the doubt.
He's never going to say a team that had five wins could. This is my breakout team to win. Like, he's never going to go out on a limb like that. He's a very practical.
They got
to
prove it.
You know what I'm saying? And so we showed him that we were legit last year, and he's staying with that. We're legit, and that's fine. But Jason's never going to go out on a limb. He's very practical. Is it fair?
Yeah, I mean.
I think that's who he is.
But for good reason. I mean, I like the people that are there now. I didn't like them.
Last year gave you reason for optimism.
Ago.
Yeah.
Yes. There's reason for optimism now.
I mean, Ron was a nice guy, but he did a terrible job.
They
had a terrible person who owned it. A terrible person.
Oh, just the worst.
Everybody in that front office, they sucked.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, update on the Venmo situation for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got $12.
Well, that's not going to get the job done.
$12 two sausage McMuffins.
I mean, that is paltry.
You know, I'm just going to keep it unless people add to it.
That thing needs a.
I mean, $12.
You should keep it until they add to it.
One more observation.
We need a restaurant owner or general manager to be listening to this. If they want a nice little pub, nice little mention, hook it up.
I don't know how kosher that is at this point, but we'll see what we can do.
What are they going to do, fire us?
I dare
them to fire us.
Don't do that.
I dare CK to fire us.
Please,
if we bring in someone for breakfast for the mayor, hey, and we give them a nice little mention.
Don't get us fired over breakfast, please. I'm begging you.
All right. What else were you going to say about this?
I was going to say also... Jason's daughter working with the organization too.
Big one,
is a huge factor.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
And he lives in Ashburn. He lives in Commander Central.
I actually didn't even know that. I mean, maybe you said that briefly and it went in one ear out.
He's mentioned it like five times. He's doing like game day. She's doing game day.
She came to the happy hour.
Now that you mentioned that, but it's not relevant to my life. So,
although she's not working for like the first two games, right?
Yeah, she's going to be in like Europe.
Hold on,
the preseason games.
And by the way, that was my fault because I scheduled the vacation for those dates.
Mm.
She wasn't thinking of it. She doesn't look at the schedule and look at the dates.
Right.
But she'll be there for all the home games during the regular season.
Fine, it's all good. You don't need to explain it. Yeah. It's all good.
But yes, she is going to be an employee, a part-time employee.
Very good. All right, coming up
good point.
Scott Abraham, sports director for ABC7, he'll join us. He'll be out at Commander's training camp today. And don't forget, Mayor Muriel Bowser, the mayor of D.C., she'll be in studio with the Junks at 9 a.m. Scott Abraham from ABC7 will join us in just about 20 minutes. We'll talk more Commanders with him.
He's out of camp all the time.
Yep, he's a busy man this time of year.
He's got a hike, too. He lives in Urbana.
Yeah, he lives up there.
He goes from Urbana to Ashburn?
Yep.
Oh, that's got to be so far.
We just come down 15.
Okay, maybe it's not that bad then if he just cuts
but
it
when
off.
He goes into Channel 7 in D.C., that's a little different.
Putting a lot of miles on his car.
Yep.
Hope he's got a good car deal. Scott Abraham. All right, he'll be on with us at 7:45. Let's do the EP, which is sponsored.
Oh, my gosh.
Sponsored. Making you work today, EB. It's
back-to-back segments got to lead.
It's a grind.
It is a grind.
That's why you get paid so much.
Yeah. The entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax, people. Please ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll take care of you. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles right there on their website. They got amazing offers there, opportunities for you. Mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star regardless, but it definitely helps. Please do that.
Speaking of entertainment, before you get started, I'll give props to my youngest son who this is not a big accomplishment, but he bought the Regal Unlimited Pass, which is like $21 a month. You can go see as many movies as you want at any Regal theater.
Mm-hmm. Which one? Your youngest did that?
My youngest.
Yeah.
Just like in the past like month or 5 weeks, he's seen
everything.
Final Destination,
All right.
How to Train Your Dragon, Superman, F1, 28 years later, and tonight he's going to see the new Fantastic Four.
All right, so
he's seen more movies in like five weeks than I've seen in the theater in two years.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that
easily.
Many
Is he like my son where he's barely working in the summer?
No, he's actually working a lot.
Okay.
So he's either working, making sandwiches, or he's going to the movie.
My son's also making sandwiches, but it's maybe once a week. They don't give him any hours.
My kid's on his grind. Like, he's working like 5 or 6 days a week. Like, I didn't do that during the summer.
And he's seeing movies too. Wow.
He's grinding. Good for him.
Yeah,
Movie grind and work grind.
Those movies just don't attract me.
I mean,
for a 20-year-old kid,
sure,
I see it.
Sure.
Which one does he like the best?
He really liked F1. He was kind of meh on Superman. I think he liked Final Destination. 28 years later, he liked a lot.
Hey, Fantastic Four, did you see the video that went viral of Pedro Pascal?
I did.
And his co-star, who's married, who's basically having sex with him in front of the journalist.
I did see that. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Now, maybe they've broken up. Isn't the woman that's featured in that, who's in the movie with him, I don't remember her name. Wasn't she dating Paul Rabel for a long time?
Who?
Has she moved on from Paul Rabel?
No, they're engaged. They're having a baby together. I saw the clip, too.
Yeah.
Where she's like groping her co-star. Yeah,
that's Paul Rabel's.
Yeah, yeah. She's like kissing on him. And
I know. I saw
Paul's got to get that in check.
Yeah.
Well, I think she's pregnant. He just announced that she's pregnant.
She's definitely pregnant.
Is it Vanessa Kirby?
That's her name.
Listen, I'm not in his business that way. And I'm sure. I mean, who knows? Who knows what's going on? Maybe
Vanessa Kirby.
Maybe he knows they're just close friends, and it is what it is.
They're trying to sell a movie. You know, they're trying to get people's butts in the seats.
It's not just her. Pedro Pascal's got this thing where the women let him touch her, and they're always touching him. It's like this ultra. He's the Hollywood it man right now.
Dude, I didn't even know who he was.
Dude, somebody.
Yeah, you recognize him.
I saw a video on Twitter a couple days ago where somebody.
I saw the video.
Somebody went into like a movieplex, you know, like 20 screens, and they're like, "What's going on with Pedro Pascal?" Because they just had their phone and they were showing all the movie posters, and every movie poster has Pedro Pascal as part of like a current movie because he's in Fantastic Four, which comes out today, I believe. He's in Eddington. Got released. He's in something else. Like he is like the Hollywood it guy right now.
I gave
he's
up on The Last of Us. I was watching that the first season.
I only
season.
Watched the first season. I didn't watch the second.
Anybody watching the second season of The Last
My
of Us?
I watched it.
But I did not.
I didn't like the second season wasn't as good as the first season.
So what is Pedro Pascal's deal? So he's the heartthrob, you say? He doesn't have like a wife or anything? I have no idea. It's the first I've ever seen the guy.
I don't know if it's
possible.
I just because I don't care about.
He doesn't care about movies.
I don't really see that many movies.
And no chance of seeing The Mandalorian.
No.
I don't think.
That Star Wars stuff?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think he's married. I don't know if he's in a relationship. But the women feel like ultra comfortable around him. And he's like the Mr. Sensitive Hollywood guy, right?
The thing, if I. Listen, I don't want to speculate because Paul's my buddy. But the thing that would throw me would be the groping of the cheek there. Like the way she has her hand on
I mean, yeah. it's very sensual.
That would throw me, but I don't want to say anything because who knows what's going on.
I mean, if they're in a relationship, that's what she does for a living.
I mean, she's an actress.
Paul Rabel's like the ultimate like alpha male. Like I wouldn't even be concerned one iota.
Paul would destroy that dude.
I know, but
Paul's a tank.
I know. They're complete opposites, though. Pedro's like the sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand it. Women love him. They're all touching on him all the time.
I'm out of the business of speculating on my friends. I'm not doing it. So I'm out. I know.
It's not we don't think Paul Rabel has an open marriage or anything.
Yeah, no, that's just what she does. I mean,
she's an actress.
I know, but Paul's gotta get that in check.
Well, I'm saying he might already have it in check. I'm not gonna speculate on that. Who knows?
He's got to have a talk with her.
Hey, maybe Pascal's a big PLL guy, and she's just showing him love.
For all I know, that's one of Paul's boys, and they're all buddies.
It looks like she's ready to hop on his whip snake.
Nice one. Well done.
I'm not speculating on it.
She's going to polish his chrome, so to speak.
All right, so speaking of, I guess, dreamy guys, Valdez is all over these photos of Zach Efron, what is he doing? Is he golfing with his shirt off?
With his brother, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he would definitely get kicked right off of Norbeck for that, no matter how dreamy he is.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have your shirt on, man.
I don't know what's going on here, other than he's clearly on testosterone.
By the way, it's very disrespectful to the other golfers who are walking around with dad bods to just walk around with your 30-inch waist.
He might be he might be the first successful person to hit on a cart girl.
he can actually make it happen. He could close the deal.
Like where
I didn't even recognize him because he had so much. I mean, he had a beard and mustache. Mm-hmm. I didn't recognize him.
Yeah.
How old is Efron now? Mid 30s, late 30s?
I would think mid to late 30s, but I don't know.
I don't know. Is he one of those guys?
His brother had a pretty nice swing. I don't know about Zach, but his brother had a pretty nice swing.
Is he one of those guys that's like 5'7"?
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
Is he a short kid?
Yeah, Dreb saw him last night.
He was in Ashford, flying off the top rope.
Is he one of those like short guys?
Yes.
He is, right? He's not
very short.
He's not a man's man.
I don't know.
He's 5'8". Selway.
I watched that dumb golf video like on a loop like 7 times. And I don't think it's it was just so weird.
I'm sure you're not attracted
like,
to
why
him.
Why is he so ripped with his shirt off on the golf course? The song was playing.
Remember like Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas and Smiley Kaufman would all go down to Baker's Bay and they'd play shirtless. Yes. I think this might be in
maybe
Baker's
it's a
Bay.
Thing. Maybe it's a thing. I don't know. Isn't this what they allegedly do around here? What, at Burning Tree or whatever? I mean, you guys go out there with their hogs out and everything.
I've heard legendary stories.
Yeah. I don't know.
So if someone invites me, I can give you a first-hand report.
You would go.
Wasn't Efron in a boxing movie or a wrestling movie?
He was in, I think it was called Iron Fist. It's one of the most depressing movies I've seen in the last probably 20 years. Mm-hmm.
So, Drabby, if people want to see the pics, you can put them on your Twitter. All right, let's go. ESPN, this is actually more up our alley. ESPN reportedly nearing a deal to potentially acquire NFL Network's Red Zone.
Whoa, that's a big purchase.
That would be a big deal. Does that mean it won't be behind a paywall or it would be behind a paywall? I would assume it wouldn't be, right, if it's just for their ESPN.
I don't know. I mean,
why would they buy it and not charge people to see it?
They're going
to
monetize it somehow.
Yeah, why wouldn't they charge people to see it?
Well, can't they just charge for advertising somehow? Like, you know, at halftime? Or I don't know. Assume they get ratings.
I would think that they would charge.
According to The Athletic's Andrew Marchand, ESPN and the NFL are inside the 5-yard line in their ongoing negotiations, which would see the worldwide leader acquire a significant portion of NFL media. Including they would acquire not only the Red Zone channel, the NFL Network itself. 7 regular season NFL games are currently on ESPN. So, I don't know. Okay,
much money out there.
It's
crazy.
If it's behind a paywall, that would kind of stink.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this list.
It would.
Just came out, and Valdez and I were lamenting how it's just kind of silly. But, you know, list season, whatever. Time Magazine came out with their list, 100 Best Podcasts. But it's, you know, obviously it's just some sort of bias list on what a person likes, which is fine. But it's not like the most impactful or the most powerful or the most listened to podcast. I don't know. Is this in a particular order? Is it just 100?
It's just alphabetical.
It's alphabetical, right. So, like, you don't even see, Joe Rogan podcast in the top 100. You like it or hate it. It's one of the most influential podcasts in the world.
There's 0 Barstool podcasts on that list as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, 2 Dope Queens. Have you ever heard of that?
No. Yeah, Serial's on there. I know you've listened to Serial.
I like the original Serial. I did see Bill Simmons' podcasts on here. There's so many podcasts, and I'm sure some of these are great. I just haven't seen him. Code Switch, Conan O'Brien. I know he has one. He's on there. Criminal, The Human Side of Crime. Decoder Ring. I don't know. If you're looking for something to listen to, I guess you should check this out. According to Time Magazine, they're 100 best podcasts.
Did you see the sports ones?
No, not in particular, other than Bill Simmons.
I believe.
Are they in order? They have
like a 30 for 30, Bill Simmons. There was a tennis podcast that was on there.
Oh, was that Andy Roddick?
That might be Andy Roddick. Supposedly
he's good.
His podcast is good.
Pablo Torre Finds Out made the list. New Heights with Jason and Travis Kelce made the list.
That'd be annoying.
Yeah, and then it's just called the tennis podcast, A Courtside Seat. I don't know if that's Andy Roddick's or not.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like it. But it might be.
Seems like a weird list.
And then last but not least, this is always kind of interesting. Anytime like art is sold. Like you're always kind of like, what? Only philanthropy pictures, whatever that is. Milana Vantrub. Do you know who that is?
She's the AT&T girl with the big rack. She should be in Valdez's collated top 10 breast rankings, but she's not.
What's her? What's the girl's name?
Milan Vantrub.
She's Lily from AT&T.
Yes.
Oh, so isn't she Russian?
I don't know her background.
She's Russian, I believe.
So you know what's funny?
They doesn't sound Russian.
They dress her down so much.
Right. She got tired. She got tired of guys staring at her jugs.
Yeah, Valdez got tired of guys staring at her jugs.
So she would dress very conservatively, and it would drive the guys crazy because they want to look at that cleavage.
Yeah, all the thirsty guys got salty.
Like, she actually is like model good looking.
Oh yeah.
But you don't realize it. I personally don't realize. I mean, she just, you know, they.
Can you imagine being
doing
that,
their job? I guess they're making her look like a nerd.
I know, but can you imagine being that hot that you just want to look bad now?
You want to look like a nerd? Yeah, no. What's that like?
I wouldn't know what that's
she
like.
She was taking seductive pictures.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
not nudes, but like you know, these
suggestive
pictures where she's showing off the cleavage, and she ended up raising $350,000 in a day for charity.
It's pretty good. She put the jugs to work, Valdez.
All right, we got a lot of breakfast money here now.
Ah, excellent. This is great news. Money,
okay. So what are we going to order?
Let's hook it up.
We'll figure that out. We'll make it happen.
What do you guys want?
French toast.
Oh, sounds amazing.
I would love
some
it.
Powdered sugar on top.
That actually,
I'm craving. Delicious.
I haven't had French toast in forever.
Well,
you should change that immediately.
What place has good? Like, don't. What place has good French toast?
We'll find it.
There's a diner right down.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Ballpark. I would think most really? Diners would.
All right, when we come back, we will talk to Scott Abraham, sports director for ABC7. He'll be out at Commanders Park for training camp today. He'll join us next. The Junk's text line brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067.
What happened to the French toast, EB?
They don't want to do the French toast. They think it's too much of a hassle. We're going to do bagels and cream cheese.
Oh, okay. I was excited for French toast.
We'll do French toast another time.
All right,
time now to go to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to our friend Scott Abraham, the sports director for ABC7. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Morning, boys. How are you?
Looks like you have Scotty. A busy day on tap. At Scott 7 News, you said, wakey, wakey, day two of Commanders training camp. Dan Quinn is talking at 8:30. Then you got practice at 9. Von Miller talks at 10:45 around 11 a.m. So lots happening in Ashburn today.
Yeah, it's day number two. No pads yet. I think they come out on Monday. But it's great to see all the players back on the field together. Certainly the big storyline, no Terry McLaurin, but Von Miller, obviously there's some buzz there. What kind of a pass rush will he provide? And he'll be talking today and seeing Laramie Tunsil and Deebo Samuel kind of assimilate into the team culture. So far, so good, guys.
So, yeah, what were you looking for initially yesterday? Obviously, everybody's reporting on Terry and that situation, the stadium, that situation. We got that covered. What about sort of like on the field stuff were you kind of keeping an eye out for?
Yeah, I mean, I was just kind of looking at the mentality of the hunger, the focus in terms of how is this team going to handle success now, right? I mean, they're not going to sneak up on anybody anymore. Talking to a lot of guys yesterday, they feel like they lost an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl, and that's kind of fueled them in the offseason, and they're really focused and feel like they can get back there. And certainly looking at certain alignments in terms of defensive line, you know, first-team reps, you know, seeing Frankie Louvu coming off the edge. You know, he's doing a lot of pass rush drills early on in camp, and then looking at the offensive line alignment, seeing where Brandon Coleman lines up and where's Josh Connerly in the rotation, Andrew Wiley still at right guard, Tunsil left guard, Coleman worked with the left guard early on in the first reps, Allegretti at right guard. So just kind of getting a feel of the early goings here, but this is a marathon, not a sprint, boys, so it's only day two. Long way to go.
Yeah. What did you notice about Connerly yesterday when he was out there?
What I'm excited about, guys, is the athleticism of Connerly. paired with a Tunsil where you got two tackles that can really get out and move. So I think that's going to the screen game, the run game. Connerly's so dynamic and so athletic where he has really good feet and, you know, he can move around. So you want that in a young offensive lineman where in this day and age of NFL, you got to have those linemen that, that are athletic and kind of get off the line and do some run blocking on a cornerback or a linebacker and also on the screen game, get out and run.
So, Scott, I saw that you tweeted about Marshon Lattimore being your X factor. What do you expect from him this season?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's a contract year for Marshon. So, obviously, there's a hunger and focus there to get that money. I wrote in another new contract. And a healthy Marshon Lattimore and a guy that can, you know, go back to being that shutdown corner that we all seen that he could be with the Saints. I think it's just a game changer. You can do so much more with a defense knowing if you have a guy locked down basically one side of the field and be that guy that matches up with a wide receiver one on the opposing team. So if you get healthy Marshon Lattimore, I think it just opens up an entirely different approach for Joe Witt Jr. where you can kind of tinker with some blitz packages or find different pressures on the quarterback knowing that you have a Marshon back to his old self on that one.
Scott, health also a big factor, obviously, for Debo. He struggled last year. He had pneumonia, other ailments that dogged him throughout his season, his last season as a 49er. You got a quick video of him on your Twitter, at Scott7News, catching a few balls in the end zone from Jaden Daniels. And we know he had a real highlight reel type of play on Jaden's first pass yesterday where Jaden just put it right on his numbers while he was being covered. What are you seeing from Debo so far?
So Debo, kind of same theme here with the motivation like a Marshon Lattimore. So it's a one-year deal here in Washington, kind of a prove-it deal. And he has plenty to prove in terms of bouncing back from a disappointing year last year in San Francisco. And I know media was not kind to Debo during OTAs and minicamp with the so-called weight issues and the lack of speed. But I certainly don't see that. And I think he's poised for a strong season here in Washington. I will not be surprised if he's the leading touchdown scorer for this Washington offense. I just think fitting him, his skill set into a Cliff Kingsbury type offense where you can move him all over the field, a Swiss Army knife type player, I think it's just an invaluable tool for Kingsbury to kind of use here. And I think he's going to find different ways to get Debo the ball. And remember, Debo's not just a receiver. You can use him plenty of ways as a running back. And they did that in San Francisco. So I think Debo's going to fit in really well with a Kingsbury offense.
How, on paper, assuming Terry signs eventually, how much better is this roster from top to bottom versus last year? And last year's team went to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, I think it's greatly improved, especially on the offensive line. Guys, remember this time last year, I think one of the big question marks was the offensive line. How is this offensive line going to hold up? Now you look at the pieces they added on the offensive line. I would argue this could be one of the serious strengths of this football team, fortifying that offensive line so you can sleep better at night knowing your top asset is protected in Jaden Daniels. I think it was just a smart move by Adam Peters in the front office. So you drafted a Connerly with a number one pick. You traded for a Laremy Tunsil. It's surprising to me what Dan Quinn said about Sam Cosmi not ruling him out potentially for a week one return. I still find that hard to believe, but it just shows you that the rehab is on track and getting a Sam Cosmi back in the fold, you know, several games in the season if need be, that's going to be a huge boost. So I think the offensive line is going to be a real strength of this football team. And then you have, of course, EB, you mentioned a Debo Samuel into the offense. And again, my question marks are still going to be on that defensive side of the football. They struggled last year, you know, getting off the field in the fourth quarter, shutting teams down in the fourth quarter. Will they be able to finish? Will they be able to get that closer like a Von Miller that they went out and got to maybe get that big turnover, sack fumble, or get a big third down sack? Those are my question marks in the secondary as well. In terms of going into the season.
Scott, when they were doing 11-on-11 yesterday, was Von Miller on the one team or on the second team?
Yeah, he was on the one most of the time with they actually used Dorrance Armstrong in the interior of Daron Payne, and they also sometimes had Frankie Louvu coming off the edge on the other side. Again, it's just so early.
Yeah, of course, it's so early.
They're tinkering. They're figuring out ways where to move people. But you're really not going to get a true sense of the rotational pieces and what they're looking at probably until August, mid-August.
Right.
But it's fun to kind of see what they're thinking in the early stages.
Scott, thanks as always for the time, man. Enjoy Commander's Camp. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Yep, right, Scott Abraham at Scott7News is where you follow him on Twitter. Don't forget, in just about an hour, we'll be joined by Mayor Muriel Bowser of Washington, D.C. She's going to join us in studio here on The Junks at 9 a.m.